podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
And welcome to Fort Cherry High School. Bruce Sokolic joined by Nate Rigotti, this AA girls. First round WPIAL playoff matchup. Great to have you with us. And two teams that haven't played in 8 days. Well, technically, they did get scrimmages in, but it's been a little more than a week. But now, the postseason arrives. And Nate, you have a Fort Cherry team that comes in. Well, they've been riding high pretty much all season. 18-3 overall, 9-1 out of Section 2. California, 11-7 overall, 7-3 out of Section 3. And a team that, well, seemed to find its stride down towards the end of the season, but makes for an intriguing matchup.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This Fort Cherry team has been good all season long. California, though, getting hot at the right time. And that's what you need if you're going to make a run in the WPIL playoffs.
So our head coaches and the captains already getting the pregame instructions from our game officials here tonight. And let's tell you, tonight's game here on the WJPA Sports Network is being brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, Mariscotti Insurance Agency, and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, proud to support students and families throughout the area. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on monarchtrans.com for details. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. And by The Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Both teams warming up. We'll take our first break. When we come back, we'll tell you about these two teams, the seasons they've had so far, and what to watch for in this matchup tonight. This is the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
And Bruce Sokolic, Nate Rigotti back with you as we get set for this AA girls first round playoff matchup. You know, two teams, we touched on the records, but you look at these rosters. Fort Cherry, 11 total players, one senior, one junior, five sophomores, four freshmen. California, 11 on the roster, two are seniors. So we have three seniors in the building, two juniors, two sophomores, five freshmen. Now, California only dressing eight here tonight, but interesting, only three seniors for both teams and a lot of freshmen.
And these are small schools, too, right, by the way. We're only here in Class 2A. It's hard to build a big roster, so a lot of times these smaller schools have to rely on those younger players. But, boy, just always when you see that and you hear about that, the first thing I think of is, oh, that just means they're going to be just as good next season.
Exactly, exactly. As this California team began the season with two losses, a three-game win streak. They sort of have been streaky this year. They won 4 of 5, though, to end the regular season. The loss in there was against Waynesburg, a non-section game. So we said they were kind of hitting their stride towards the end of the season. When you look at Fort Cherry, Nate, you touched on this. They've been good all season long. At one stretch from December 12th until February 6th, they had won 15 in a row. Southside Beaver snapped that February 6th with a one-point victory, 45-44. That is their only section loss. They've been very good.
And snatched the outright section title from Fort Cherry. If the Rangers win that game, they don't have to share the section title. Instead, now they're sharing with Southside area. And what that does is also changes the seeding a little bit in this tournament. Fort Cherry's probably higher, probably a top three seed if they beat Southside Beaver. Instead, they fall to the number 5 here tonight.
Their only other losses, Trinity and Seton LaSalle. They average 55 points per game. They allow just 32 points. Kind of interesting. You look at the numbers, and I don't know necessarily if they mean anything here tonight. California averaging 45 points a game, allowing 44. Maybe it just means they play close games, but I think they would take that here tonight.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You take any way you can get the win tonight, I think, Bruce. You play all season to be able to get right here, right in the middle of the WPIL playoffs. Boy, if it's high scoring, low scoring, when the W's in that column, you don't care.
Well, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back with more on the pregame as we get set for Fort Cherry as they host California and a WPIAL AA girls first round matchup here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Welcome back to Fort Cherry. Both teams getting set here for the pregame festivities, if you will. For the Fort Cherry Rangers, first of all, looking at a starting lineup, we're expecting to see Allison Littman, Olivia Kemp, Brick Cornally, Bella Bellaccini, and Jaslyn Martino. For California, Madison Morton, Leah Hartley, Addison Gregory, Lauren Hartley, also Haley Gibson in the starting five that we expect to see here tonight against the Fort Cherry Rangers.
I'm just really excited to see two Washington County teams facing off against each other. Two different sections, two different sides of the county, all the way out here in Fort Cherry from the river in California. California's made that trip across the county to get here.
Well, we're getting set for the national anthem here as we take our final break here, and when we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off for you in this WPIAL first-round playoff matchup from Fort Cherry on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Back at Fort Cherry, we get the starting lineups here tonight. Introducing first the California Trojans. Leah Hartley introduced here, wearing number 5, 5'4 sophomore.
Number 14, Addison Gregory.
Addison Gregory, the only senior for California in this lineup, 5'6.
Number 15, Lauren Hartley.
Sophomore, 5'2 sophomore, Lauren Hartley wearing number 15. Another sophomore, 5'11", Haley Gibson, wearing number 24. And again, the head coach of the Lady Trojans is Brandi Sutherland. Now we'll turn it over and meet the hosts, the Fort Cherry Lady Rangers. Their head coach, Clarence Edwards.
Fans, here we go. Ages in the starting lineup. Your 2024-2025 Fort Cherry Lady Rangers.
And we talked about the freshman. Here's one of them, Allison Littman, 5'10", freshman.
At forward, she's a junior, number 14, Brooke
Cornelli. Wearing number 14, 5'10", junior.
At guard, she's a junior, number 20, Bella Biancini.
Bella Biancini, we've touched on her, 5'4", junior. For the Fort Cherry Lady Rangers.
She's a senior. Ward number 32, Jesse Martino.
Jesse Martino. Wearing 32.
And God has forward, she's a senior. Ward number 13, Olivia Kemp.
And there's the obligatory senior for Fort Cherry, Olivia Kemp. 5'8", wearing number 13. Lady Rangers, home white jerseys and shorts. The visiting California Lady Trojans in the maroon and gold. And we get set to tip things off here. Interested to see how these teams come out after that layoff, Nate. Because, again, you sit around. I know you practice. I know you had a scrimmage. But you haven't played a game in over a week. And that's a change of pace over the course of a long regular season.
Well, and that's why it's important to have those scrimmages to try to keep your momentum going, to keep your team gelling the way they need to be to entering these playoffs. Because this is a long layoff. I mean, playoffs really started over a week ago. Well, not quite a week, but, you know, regular season wrapped up over a week ago.
Cornelli will win the tip for Fort Cherry, and the Lady Rangers moving right to left here in this first quarter. Now work the perimeter. Zone. It's like a 1-3-1 here by California defensively. On the dribble out front. And with it now, and the pass intercepted. California goes the other way. We'll get the layup, and the Trojans take the lead. Bucket by Leah Hartley. Into the corner, Kemp, kick it out. This is Cornelli, back into the corner, they play catch. And take it around the arc now, top of the key. Hand it off, Biancini, tried to go underneath, got tipped away, picked up, put up, and the shot no good that time by Martino. And the basketball belongs to California. Just underway, 7:17 left, first quarter. We're going to see this pressure, full court pressure, zone matchup here by Fort Cherry.
Like the defense thus far by California underneath the basket.
In the trap, they beat it. Ball got stuck on her hip, then gets knocked out of bounds, and it will stay possession. California, Hartley on the dribble there. She has the only point so far, 2-0. Lady Trojans, the toss in front of the Fort Cherry bench, right to the top of the key. Morton now leaves it back for Hartley. Lauren Hartley, left side to Gregory. To the foul line, extended, the shot up and no good. And it's pulled down on the rebound by Fort Cherry. They go the other way. Kick it to Cornally, and she travels with the basketball.
She's trying to move too quickly there.
So, again, the pressure here. See if California, one of the things I know our coaches had kind of paid attention to on film, that they wanted to see if California could handle their press. And they'll work it slowly up here and get it across half court. And a bit of a stumble there on the stop by Lauren Hartley, and a traveling call turns it over.
A couple of unforced turnovers in this early part of the first quarter.
Did we say they haven't played in 8 days? So the Rangers will bring it up. Bella Biaccini, right side, leaves it. This is Kemp. Olivia Kemp on the dribble, and now back out towards center court circle, and now reversing it, coming near side. Foul line extended. Now kick it back out to the foul line and into the corner. Kemp on the drive to the bucket. Lays it up. Won't go. Rebound fought for. Pulled down. We get a tie-up. The jump ball and the possession arrow belongs to California.
Great move around the defender from the left block. Just couldn't get that layup to go.
Toss in. And they will work to beat the press and bring it near side on the dribble. Hartley. And gets knocked out of bounds and will go the other way. So a little back and forth here early on.
Good defense there by Kemp to force that turnover right in front of the scorer's table.
Well, Jerry, almost 2 minutes in here looking for their first points. 2-0 California. Into the corner. Good defense here by the Trojans. They'll toss it back out front with it. Johnson. On the drive, Gregory to the hole, banks it up, no good. Rebound put back up and in, and that was Price. Martino for Fort Cherry on the putback.
Great job on the offensive rebound and going right back up all with it.
And again, the pressure, and they'll work it up. The drive, lost it, was Gibson to the hole. It goes out of bounds and belongs to Fort Cherry.
Just try to dribble in there to the rim from the right side, got the ball up too high and couldn't corral it.
2-2, our score, 5:40, rolling clock, first quarter. Girls double-A first-round matchup. Kemp pulls up, takes the three, no good, and the rebound by California. Pulled down by Gregory. They go the other way and turn it over. Kemp going to take it right to the basket, now dishes it off, goes up, shot gets blocked, rebound for Cherry. Back out top of the key, and the drive into the corner, down to Kemp down low. She'll take it baseline, and California with the steal, and Gregory with the basketball. Gets it right back as they try to beat that press. And now have it stolen away. Fort Cherry the steal. Going the other way. Cornally to the hole. Goes up. Can't get it to fall. Kemp follows it up. Puts it in. Fort Cherry has their first lead at 4-2.
Trojans have not been able to handle this full court pressure from the Rangers.
And the drive. Again, that pressure. Reach from around. And the steal. The bump. And we'll get the blocking foul. And this will be on California's Addison Gregory.
Boy, it's been tough to get the ball even across midcourt to set up any type of offense. Fort Cherry bringing that full court pressure.
The toss in, Fort Cherry with the basketball. On the dribble, Cornally takes it right side to Kemp and the cross court back to the near side. Into the corner, three-pointer is up, off the rim, and no good by Martino. And pulled down again by California. And again, some struggles beating the press, and now they do the bump, and now we'll get the foul call. And this one on Fort Cherry belongs to Martino.
Just aggressive play there, trying to keep the ball in the backcourt. Not allow California to drive up the floor.
Jaslyn Martino, her first. And that's team first. 4:25 left first quarter. 4-2 Fort Cherry. The shot up, no good. Get a bump to the court, picked up. No whistle. And the long pass down underneath to Cornally, puts the shot high off the glass, gets her own rebound, back up and in.
Good fighting underneath by Cornelli to grab that rebound.
The pressure, California beats it. And they'll set things up. Madison Morton, top of the key. And the drive to the hole goes up, and the foul. This one will be on Littman for Fort Cherry. That will be her first, team second.
People saying all ball. Well, that wasn't the problem. It was the way she hip-checked her. There's that great play by Cornelli to get the offensive rebound and put it back in.
Well, if you saw the official who called the foul, he called a block. He did not call it on the shot.
That's right.
And he called it for the body contact and the block.
You know something about that, huh?
Just a little. According to most fans, not enough.
Gregory hits both.
And it's 6-4. Fort Cherry still with the two-point lead. Under 4 minutes to play first quarter. Here's Cornell into the corner, and they throw it away.
Unforced turnover there, just a bad pass too high.
Again, I just think we're seeing it, Nate, and that is teams that just haven't been in that game situation for a while and just kind of making some bad decisions. And again, they beat the pressure through two. Take it to the hole for California. Up and the shot, no good. And that was Gibson. They go the other way. Kemp for Fort Cherry. Right down the paint, goes up, takes a bump, and she'll go to the line to shoot two as we get the foul.
Well, again, Fort Cherry picking that ball away, using that full court pressure to create problems for California. Been tough for the Trojans so far.
Second team foul. Kemp at the line shooting two, though. Misses the first one. Second one, no good. Misses both. And now California on the dribble again, trying to beat that pressure. Gibson lobs a pass up and gets knocked out of bounds and off the foot of California, and Fort Cherry will get possession. Some questions there from the California bench. It was right in front of them, but they say it was off of her leg, and Fort Cherry will take that turnover up two. Now the three-point attempt, Cornelli. No good. Rebound, California. Quick pass out. They go the other way. Hartley. And Hartley to the hole goes up. Good block. No whistle. The follow-up on the shot, no good. And the rebound, and this, I believe, will be against Allison Littman. She kind of came over the back, and she did. So Littman gets her second. And with that, we see Julie Close check in.
Up over Hartley that time to draw that foul.
We get an official's timeout here as they confer. California toss in from the baseline. Looking is Gregory. Hands it off to the hole. The shot by Hartley, no good. The follow-up put up and in that time by Haley Gibson.
Nice job on the inbound play there.
Tied at six. Under three to play, first quarter. Kemp take it to the baseline. Now kick it way out into the corner. And the three-pointer up, Martino, no good. Rebound gets knocked out of bounds, and they say it belongs to California.
More no's from the Rangers fans. I think that was the right call.
There's the toss in, and again on the pressure. Gibson will leave it to Hartley. And the spin. Hartley, they say, over and back. So, again, the turnover. We've seen quite a few of those here in this first quarter. Again, tied at six, 2:38 left, first quarter. And the toss in now for Fort Cherry. Bianchini, the drive, tried to go underneath, get the rebound, put it back up and in. And Julie Close, the sophomore with the bucket. Again, the pressure, the drive, and she stepped out of bounds and they'll turn it over, just trying to get around a player. Haley Gibson on the dribble just couldn't stay in bounds.
The Rangers doing a really nice job of playing really closely, really tight to the body, not drawing those fouls, though, and forcing those type of turnovers.
Into the lineup for California is Olivia Gibson, a freshman, 5'6", freshman for the Trojans. Here's Cornelli into the corner. Kemp, three-pointer, and it's good.
Olivia Kemp,
great shot from the corner.
11-6, and now a whistle and a foul. And we'll get this one on Olivia Kemp of Fort Cherry. That's fourth team foul for the Rangers. 2:08 left in this first quarter. Toss in, and they'll work to beat the pressure. Olivia Gibson loses it, goes out of bounds, but they say Kemp got a hand on it, so California keeps possession. The toss in, Hartley. Hartley going to take it down the far sideline, knocked out of bounds, and California will keep possession one more time.
Again, Fort Cherry just glued to them on defense.
They've been very physical. There's been a lot of bumps. Some have been called, some haven't. Hartley on the dribble, and now they'll weave it out top of the key. Back to Hartley. Three-pointer is up, no good. Rebound bounced away. California gets it, though. They keep possession. Minute 45 left. 11-6, Fort Cherry with the lead. Fighting for Gregory. Takes it baseline. Now kicks it back out. Knocked away. California gets it back. Take it to the basket. A bump. No whistle, but the bucket falls. And that's Olivia Gibson for California with two. Bianchini. She'll get it to Martino, who drains a three-pointer.
Beautiful shot.
Fight for it on that far sideline to try to beat the pressure. It goes out of bounds, and they say Fort Cherry touched it last. We're going to get a timeout here taken by California. Minute 13 left, first quarter. Fort Cherry 14, California 8. You're listening to the WPIAL playoffs on the WJPA Sports Network.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does, too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Back at Fort Cherry. Great crew on hand tonight, our on-site producer Kyle Lamb, cameras Cameron Pritz and Chris Fox. As we settle in for the final minute 13 of this opening quarter. California, after the 60-second timeout, goes to work as they trail by six. Working with it. Looks like she took an extra step. Don't get the call there, but they'll keep with it. Take it into the corner. And a whistle, and it goes out of bounds once again. Substitution here taken by California.
Did you say that because of my face? Because I thought the same thing.
It looked pretty obvious to me, but Trojans toss it in. Leia Hartley with it. On the, actually, check that Hartley. It's Lauren Hartley on the dribble. And they run into each other. Gets knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will belong to Fort Cherry. So, again, just some costly turnovers here for California as Fort Cherry trying to kind of settle in here, kind of a shaky start for Boat as we're under a minute to play first quarter. Kemp in the corner, back out front, and the Bianchini takes it around the arc. The three-pointer up and no good by Emma Martino. Steal it, going back the other way, and good call. On the dribble and then grabbed it with both hands, took a step. We get the walking call, and the Trojans turn it over.
Well, the very first bucket of the game for California came in that transition play off the steal, and then they have struggled to really get that transition game going.
Well, Cherry will work it up. Bianchini on the dribble, goes left hand with it, left side. Swing it around, Kemp into the right side corner. Martino's three-point, nope, it's a two. Aslan Martino, a two-pointer at 16-8 with 19 seconds left. California trying to beat that pressure, goes out of bounds, and once again they turn it over and the Rangers get possession with 14 seconds left.
Pressure has just been so good by Fort Cherry.
Toss it in. Bianchini back, and they'll play catch, and now she'll swing it right side into the corner. Martino, Kemp underneath, takes it on the blocks into the near side corner for three. That shot well off the mark, and the rebound fought for California, and time will run out. So we've played one in this AA Girls WPIAL first round playoff matchup. Fort Cherry 16, California 8. This is the WJPA Sports Network.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Welcome back to Fort Cherry. Tonight's playoff basketball is being presented by the Observer Reporter. 16-8. We go to the second quarter. Basketball belongs to Fort Cherry as they move right to left in this second quarter. And on the dribble, Biancini plays catch with Cornally. Now it's Kemp near side. Back out. Cornally reverses it to the left side of the key. Back out. Three-pointer up off the rim. No good by Cornally, and they'll reset on the rebound. Into the paint. Kemp with the drive. Goes up. No good. Rebound. Kick it into the corner. Three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound, California. And again, that swarming pressure. And again, California turns it over.
A couple of opportunities there for the Rangers. They're not able to capitalize despite the offensive rebounds, but they're right back on that basketball in the full-court press.
Yeah, Haley Gibson just couldn't handle it. Goes out of bounds, and Kemp inbounds it for Fort Cherry. Underneath, they work it. Littman to Kemp. Back out center court circle with it. Bella, Biancini. Kemp around the arc. Into the near side corner. On the dribble now, Cornally. Stops, top of the key. Work it right side, and now they'll reverse it near side. Plays off a pick. Kemp now into the near side corner. And again, around the arc. Tapped and out of bounds, and they say it was double tapped. Got a hand on it, California Hartley, but Fort Cherry also touches it, and California gets possession, and Fort Cherry will take a 30-second timeout. 7:08 to play. 16-8 is our score here between the Fort Cherry Rangers and California Trojans. Back with more here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Back to action after the timeout. California with possession into the near side corner is Addison Gregory. Gets double teamed here, tries to fight through it, and does. Good hard work there on the drive. Olivia Gibson stolen by Kemp. Here comes Fort Cherry, 3-on-2. Kemp gets bumped. Tries to work it underneath, throws it into the corner, and tracked down nicely that time by Balanchini. Underneath on the blocks, the drive, the reverse layup would not go for Littman. Littman gets it back on the blocks, won't shoot. Now tries to pass it out, stolen by California. And again, the pressure. And now a tie-up, and we'll get the alternating possession, which belongs to California.
Rangers fans wanted to walk there too, Bruce.
California will toss it in front of their own bench. Again, the pressure. And they'll toss it in and do. Olivia Gibson to the hole. Goes up, gets bumped. No whistle. They play on. They tie up. And the alternating possession. And this time, it will belong to Fort Cherry.
Well, that's just good defense underneath there by Littman. Stood in strong.
6:18, second quarter. 16-8, Fort Cherry leading California. And Fort Cherry on the dribble. Loses it on the floor. Fought for. Battled for. Who comes out with it? California does. And on the dribble, Leia Hartley off her own foot, stolen again by Fort Cherry. The drive by Brooke Cornally. Right side to Kemp. To the hole. Underneath. Kicks it near side corner. Top of the key now. Brooke Cornally leaves it foul line for Littman. And now, Incini. Good movement here as they work it to Littman. Littman, the drive, the shot up, no good. The rebound by Fort Cherry as they keep possession. Top of the key, three-point land, no good. The miss that time by Brooke Cornally. And the long pass out, battled for on the floor. The tie-up in the possession arrow belongs to California.
Quick whistle on those jump balls, too.
I think you tend to do that. You can make an argument, but I think in a case like that, I think that's the safe thing to do just to prevent a possible injury. Somebody
sure.
Diving in, just get the whistle and kill the play. You get a double whistle here. They're going to confer and say it is for Cherry basketball. Kemp will toss it in now as they work it up. Mancini. Under 5.5 left, first half. 16-8 for Cherry leading California. Double-A girls first-round matchup. Into the paint. This is Littman on the drive. Goes underneath. Kicks it out. Seen a lot of traveling.
Not being caught.
There's a drive into the paint. Martino tried to go up, but we get a whistle, and they'll turn it over once again. Yep.
3-second violation.
So the substitution. Julie Close checks in for Fort Cherry. To the bench, Allison Littman. Again, here's that full court pressure by Fort Cherry that California has really struggled with. On the Gibble, dribble, Haley Gibson.
Oh, my goodness.
Stolen by Fort Cherry again to the basket, lay it up, wouldn't go. Rebound, fought four, tied up, possession arrow, and it belongs to Fort Cherry.
This full court press has just been unbearable for California. Yeah.
And they just have not handled the ball well. They've made poor decisions, and Fort Cherry's been very good at just being in their face and just not giving them any room. Kemp, the baseline inbound. Looks in the paint. Hands it. Gets it nicely that time to Julie Close. She lays it up and in. It's a 10-point Fort Cherry lead. 18-8. And the pressure. And they'll work it up slowly. Olivia Gibson knocked further into the backcourt. Again, the pressure. They break through it this time. On the drive, goes to the left side, into the corner, jumper up and no good. Rebound, California, the follow-up that time by Addison Gregory, no good, but we get a whistle and a foul.
Coming underneath, Gibson able to draw that one.
Yep, Haley Gibson will go to the line to shoot two. Mancini called for the foul. First free throw by Gibson is no good. First foul for Fort Cherry. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, comes right back to her. Gibson puts it up, misses again. Rebound by Kemp. Fort Cherry goes the other way. Kemp into the corner this time. Cornally back to Kemp on the blocks. Tried to go up. Ball knocked loose out of bounds and off of Fort Cherry. So California gets a gracious bounce and the basketball. Substitution. Gianna Bellancini checks in, a 5'3 freshman. We mentioned several freshmen here. There's a drive and a steal. The freshman comes in and makes a steal immediately. And now trying to beat the pressure. Good pass, and now they'll work it back the other way. Into the corner this time. Martino's three-pointer up and good.
Just a quick catch and shoot.
21-8 for Cherry, expanding the lead now. California, the pass through the hands, but able to get it back. Olivia Gibson on the ground, fought for, who gets it? And we're going to get a foul call here. And they're going to call it on California. I believe he called it on Gibson.
Yeah, Olivia Gibson. Yeah. Great play there, though, by Gianna Bianchini.
21-8 for Cherry, the lead and the basketball. 3:40, rolling clock, second quarter. Right side with it now. Bianchini. Kemp in the right side corner. Top of the key. Here's the freshman. Gianna Bellancini. The shot no good. Rebound for Cherry. The follow-up put up and in by Julie Close. 23-8. Again. A trap and they beat it this time. And just work it around is Lauren Hartley. Hands it off to Leah Hartley.
And we get a foul. I think they called it on Gianna Bianchini, and they do.
Good aggressive play since she's coming off the bench, though.
She certainly had an impact, didn't she?
Very
inbound by California. We get the tie up, and the possession arrow will stay with the Trojans.
I wish I was keeping track of jump balls, Bruce.
Why? You'd be out of ink. Yeah, we've had quite a few. We'll just say we've had quite a few. Kemp knocks it away, picks it up, takes it the other way. Kemp going to lay it up, no good. And there's Gianna. She's been everywhere. The freshman ties it up, and the possession arrow, yet another one, belongs to Fort Cherry.
She stands at just 5'3". Yes. I mean, she's not towering out there, but, man, she's been all over the basketball.
She's not afraid to get in and get gritty, that's for sure. Inbound into the corner, three-pointer up, no good. That was Bella Bellancini on the shot and a whistle, and this foul will go against Fort Cherry and give California the basketball.
Yeah, that one on Kemp going over the back trying to grab that loose rebound.
Third team foul. Stolen by guess who? The freshman. Kemp with it now. Near side. Martino back to the freshman, and she drains a three. Gianna Bellancini.
You got to root for her, man.
26-8 as all of a sudden now Fort Cherry's kind of finding its groove here. Here's some pressure, and we'll get the foul. Kemp, I believe, is going to get this one as well. On the drive, the bump. And so they do call it on Olivia Kemp.
Great outside shooting in this one, by the way, too, Bruce. The Rangers have been able to shoot well from beyond the arc.
Kemp's third, team fourth. 2:39 left, second quarter. 26-8 Fort Cherry. California, the inbound, the shot up, no good. The rebound pulled down, Leia Hartley. She'll go back out top of the key with it as they work it to Lauren Hartley. And now hand it off to Olivia Gibson. Back. And this is Lauren Hartley's three-pointer. No good. Rebound for Cherry. But pass no good. Stolen right back by California. They go up. The follow-up by Addison Gregory no good. She gets her own rebound, tries to go up, and they call a travel.
Now, she didn't have any help. She was able to steal that basketball away, and the rest of her teammates kind of stood back behind and watched. Got to come help her.
Back comes Fort Cherry, near side corner on the drive. Swing it, Martino. Back out top of the key. Bianchini to Gianna. Bianchini. Underneath now. Swing it back out. Martino goes through the paint. They say she carried it. And Fort Cherry turns it over there with a minute 55 left, second quarter. Fort Cherry 26, California 8. And they beat the pressure this time easily. Working it up, Olivia Gibson. And now, Madison Morton. She fights her way to get it back out top. Coming near side with it, Olivia Gibson. Tried to shoot at Lauren Hartley, but couldn't get the shot off. Now a tie up, and guess what? Alternate possession, and the arrow belongs to California.
A couple somersaults there.
It's been a physical game.
No doubt.
The toss in here, California's Addison Gregory. Baseline toss in, looking out to Morton. Her jumper rattles around and falls. Madison Morton, the junior, with the bucket.
Madison Morton.
California need that.
Yeah, still down 16. Here's the freshman, and it rattles out. Not afraid to shoot either. Pulled in, Brooke Cornally. Offensive rebound for Fort Cherry. And now back out to her, into the corner. Martino's three-pointer is up. It rattles out. Rebound for Cherry. They're kind of dominating everywhere now. And the putback, the whistle, the foul, and this will be against California. And going to the line will be Julie Close.
Yeah, for Cherry. Running away with it a bit.
Olivia Gibson gets the foul call. Second team foul on the Trojans here in the second quarter. Again, Close. 5'9 sophomore at the line and hits the first one.
Great rebounding tonight by the Rangers as well.
Haley Gibson, the sophomore for California, checks back in. Close, second one. And it rattles around but is good. Back to an 18-point lead. Again, the pressure by Fort Cherry. Batted around and a gracious bounce for California to beat it. Addison Gregory with it. Back out, bring it near side.
Lauren Hartley on the dribble now. Closely guarded here and now beats it. Hartley into the corner. Morton puts a shot up and she's fouled and will go to the line. This is Martino, I believe, may get this one. Yes. So Martino picks up the personal foul. That is the fifth team foul, so California will be in the bonus for the rest of this quarter. First one, Madison Morton, no good. You know, I'm still getting used to that. That five
the
fouls.
Five fouls in a quarter?
Still have to remember that.
No more one and one.
It's no such thing. Morton tried to bank it, no good. Rebound other way quickly goes for Cherry. Cheney to the freshman. Gianna, and it's no good. Rebound by Forcheri. Back out. This time, Bella Valanchini. And it's just rattling in and out. Can't get it to fall. Gets it back. A two-pointer this time. No good. Rebound Forcheri. They're just dominating right now. Here's a tray taken by Brooke Cornally. It won't go. And we get a whistle and a foul, and we'll stay here.
Plenty of opportunities for Forcheri.
Wow.
And those are not bricks that are way
no.
off the mark.
I mean,
they're rimming out. They're taking trips around the rim.
Foul was called on Madison Morton. Third team foul on California. 20 seconds left here. Bella Mancini into the corner. Martino, no good. Rebound. California gets it. Goes to the ground. Are they going to call it travel here? She had it, went to the ground. He just pointed, though. I guess we're going to get a foul call. Yeah.
They're heading down there to shoot free throws. That's why we're headed to the other end.
So this is on Julie Close, and that will be the two shots.
California has not been good at the free throw line, though, tonight,
no,
Bruce.
They have not. Madison Morton, 6 foot junior, shooting two. First one, good. Well, they'll take what they can get right now. Remember, California scored the opening 2 points of this game. Since then, just nine, well, maybe 10. Nope, rattles out. Rebound fought for. Good rebound. Came down with the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball here. Haley Gibson kind of came in from behind, had it, went down. I thought they may call her for a walk as she kind of hopped with it a little bit, but they give it to Forcheri with 10 seconds left. Gianna Bianchini stops. Gets it to Bella into the corner. Martino won't shoot it. Back out. Bella Bianchini hits the tray. Top of the key. And that is how the first half will end. The score, Forcheri 31, California 11. This is WPIAL AA Girls Playoff Action on the WJPA Sports Network.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Bruce Sokolic, Nate Rigotti. We welcome you back to Forcheri. Again, this AA girls first round playoff matchup started out. California scored the opening 2 points, a steal, and then a layup by Leia Hartley, put them up 2-0, but that was pretty much it. We talked about the pressure and the full court pressure that Fort Cherry really wanted to see if California could handle, and in this first half, Nate, they could not.
Yeah, right away, Fort Cherry bringing out that full court press, and California has struggled with it from the opening minute. They have not been able to get the ball up the floor cleanly. They're rushing every possession because they're trying to fly up the floor and get around that full court press. The Rangers came with a game plan. They have executed it to perfection.
And I also think, to their benefit as well, this game they've been allowed to be a little physical.
Sure.
They've been allowed to bump a little bit. And when you're going to put that full court pressure on, it certainly gives you an advantage if they allow you to do that. And I think that that's played a role in this first half as well. That being said, I thought both teams came out kind of how we thought. Hadn't played a game in 8 days. I know the scrimmages were held, but I just thought they were both a little rusty. But you could certainly see Fort Cherry kind of tune it up. But I think they would even admit if half of those three-pointers fall, this is probably an even bigger lead because they had several that just rattled out.
Yeah, I mean, they have had open looks. They've been really good on the offensive boards, going in, attacking the rim, and attacking the paint. I mean, that's where they've been really hot. But then they're able to kick it out and take a look at a couple threes. They've had a couple fall for them tonight. But you're right, Bruce. If they make a couple more on some of those possessions, we're already at a mercy rule game.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting. This is the first time I've seen this Fort Cherry team this year. And you can see why their record is what it is and why they are as good as they are, because they have a little bit of everything in me. They have a physicality to them, although they're not necessarily big. They have players that can play big. They have shooters. They have speed. They have ball handlers. They have a very nice mix, and that mix even includes freshmen, sophomore, juniors, seniors. So it's not just an overly laden senior team.
No, that's right. I mean, they're using a bunch of people. And they're able to use their body so well. Like you said, not a lot of whistles in this one. Some bumps that could be fouls, no doubt. A lot of blocks that have not been called. And that's going both ways. I mean, they've been fairly consistent with it, allowing the girls to play. And, man, it's allowed Fort Cherry to just be glued right to California. They have not given them much room to work whatsoever.
16-8, Fort Cherry had the lead. At the end of the first quarter, they outscore California 15-3 in that second quarter to really open things up. And let's talk about the spark plug that is 5'3 freshman Gianna Biancini. She came off the bench, and again, she came off the bench, and I thought, wow, a freshman being thrown in to a playoff game. And I thought, boy, she's really got to be nervous. Next thing you know, she's wrestling on the floor for a basketball. Then she's making a steal. She's handling the ball, and then she's draining three-pointers. She wasn't phased at all.
Nah, she's been a lot of fun. You see the crowd erupting for her right there and some of those highlights. I mean, she's a lot of fun to watch. You could tell that she brings excitement, a spark, like as you said, to the floor and to the crowd. The crowd was even rooting for her. She came out and made an immediate impact when she came in off the bench.
And to think, she only has 3 more years after this.
she's only 5'3". You see her there wearing number 5 in that Fort Cherry jersey. I mean, she's been great and a lot of fun to watch. We're sitting up here. You know, we don't root for teams.
No.
Bruce, you know, especially two Washington County teams. We want everybody to do well, but we're up here. As she puts up a shot, you know, we're like, man, this place is going to blow its lid off if she hits another one.
Right. And again, it's the idea that I saw when she checked in. Oh, like, wow, 5'3 freshman, playoff game. Wow, she's got to be nervous. And there was nothing nervous about her at all, as she looked like she had been in many, many playoff games before. But, again, a 31-11 lead for Fort Cherry as we get set for the second half of this WPIAL AA girls playoff game. We're going to come back with more after this break on the WJPA Sports Network.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got it sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
Now both teams back out as we get set for second half action at Fort Cherry. This AA girls WPIAL playoff game. Hey, don't forget, coming up following the game, we will be recognizing our player of the game, brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And of course, the WJPA Sports Network will continue its coverage of the WPIAL basketball playoffs throughout the week. So you can go to the WJPA Sports page at WJPA Sports, or WJPA.com. On the sports page, we have a complete listing there of all the games coming up for you to check out. We're going to take one last quick break, bring you back to second half action here on the WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Bruce Sokolic, Nate Rigotti set for second half action. Possession arrow belongs to California. They'll have the basketball moving right to left in this third quarter. Maroon tops and shorts, the gold trim. Fort Cherry, the home white with the red trim. We're underway. California quickly takes it underneath the basket, or the shot by Haley Gibson, no good. Rebound California with it. Fought for, now tied up into the court. And the possession arrow this time belongs to Fort Cherry.
Kemp took an elbow.
Yeah, I see she's hunched over.
Doubled over there as Addison Gregory had the ball underneath. Tried to clear it out by moving that ball around and throwing some bows, and Kemp took a shot.
So Fort Cherry gets possession, and now California going to go to a press.
I don't think that worked out so well.
No. She put it into the wrong basket. So the 2 points belongs to California. And now Fort Cherry does beat the pressure. And a bump from behind, and we'll get the whistle on the foul. This will be on California's Lauren Hartley. Haven't seen that in a while. So the inbound on the near side. Cornally will toss it in. Bella Bianchini into the near side corner. Kemp going to take it into the paint, to the hole, goes up, gets bumped, and she'll go to the line. This foul will belong to Haley Gibson of California. Kemp to the line. Kemp, the lone senior for Fort Cherry, and she misses the first one.
Free throw shooting has not been strong for either team in this
not
one
at all. Kemp, second one. This one rattles out. Rebound pulled down by Gibson. The other way with it, California. Leia Hartley on the dribble. Top of the key, working right side. Gets around a bump into the right side corner. Gregory back out, top of the key, three-pointer up, no good. That one was taken by Hartley, underneath with it, and the shot up and the foul, and this might be the fourth on Kemp. No, they didn't get it on Kemp, I don't think. I think they got this one instead on Littman. Yeah, they got it on Allison Littman, but Kemp turned around, look on her face, I thought maybe she got it. At the line, Haley Gibson, first one is no good. That is the third foul, however, on Allison Litton.
We've had three fouls in less than a minute to start this second quarter.
Haley Gibson's second one is good.
Second half, I apologize.
31-14, Fort Cherry, leading California. Lead pass underneath, wide open, lay it up and in, and that one's truly close. There's the pressure. California again, just trying to beat it. And we get a five-second count. They don't get it in, and Fort Cherry creates the turnover.
Again, the full court pressure. California just is cannot answer. Has absolutely no solution to it.
Kemp to toss it in baseline. Nice. Just simple cut down the middle. Brooke Cornally, and she lays it in. 35-14. A bump out front on the dribble. Leah Hartley keeps it. No foul. Hartley. Baseline. They try to work it underneath. Knocked out of bounds, and California will keep possession. 6:38 left, third quarter. Inbound by Addison Gregory. Out front, Hartley. Three-pointer, and it's good. No, it's only a two. You say her foot was on the line, so just a two-pointer. Fort Cherry trying to beat the pressure, and this time California creates the turnover. Trojans come back the other way. On the wing on the right side, down underneath Gregory. Up with it, the shot that time by Hartley, no good. The rebound, California able to fight for it and get it. Lauren Hartley all over her. Is Bianchini plays off a pick. Near side corner, the shot by Morton is up. No good, goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Fort Cherry.
California at least able to have a possession there and try to move the ball around a bit.
6:04 left, third quarter. Fort Cherry 35, California 16. On the dribble, and they beat the pressure. Kemp now will set it up. Goes cross court on that left side. The shot up by Cornally, no good. Rebound, pulled down, and on the drive is Kemp to the blocks, underneath, up, lays it up, and count it.
That was a nice play.
And a little too easy. As physical as this game has been, that was a little too easy just to take it underneath there and put it up uncontested. Baseline jumper up and no good by Morton. Rebound followed nicely by California. Knocked out of bounds, and they say it belongs to the Trojans. Toss in by Addison Gregory. And she does to the foul line. The jumper is up and no good by Morton. Pulled down by Brooke Cornally. And here she comes the other way. Tried the lead pass up to Kemp, but kind of bounces off of Haley Gibson and out of bounds. The Lady Rangers keep possession. Kemp will toss it in. Here's that matchup man, the pressure by California. And the drive off the left side with it. To the hole, lay it up. No good. Rebound for Cherry. Put it back up and count it. That time it was Julie Close. Again, the pressure. Lead pass, and from behind, the foul call will be on Brooke Cornally. Again, we mentioned the physicality here. And when you come from behind like that, that's pretty much going to always. We talked about how maybe letting them play a little bit. When you're coming through a player from behind, that will get the foul call.
Going to draw it almost every time.
California with it now. Into the paint, knocked away. Fort Cherry trying to pull it away. Tied up, and we get a possession, and it belongs to California. Toss in, baseline. 4:53 remaining, third quarter. 39-16, Fort Cherry leading California. This double-A girls first-round playoff matchup. Kemp knocks it out of bounds. Toss in here at the end of that California bench. And they do. The drive, take it to the paint. Work it around, Gibson. Back out, stolen, and here's the freshman again, Gianna Bianchini. Left side to Bella. She's going to take it to the hole, gets bumped. Good defense. pulled down by California. They'll go the other way. And again, the pressure defensively.
That was Morton who just stood in there.
Yep. Kemp with the steal on the baseline, and she'll go the other way. Looking up ahead, Kemp going to just keep it. Now kick it out to the freshman. Takes the three-pointer, and it goes up and hits the support. And we get the whistle, and it will be California basketball. Toss in, trying to beat the pressure once again, and this time they do. They find the open man and get it back. Off a pick, coming near side with it. Kemp again, good strong defensive play, steals it away. The tie up and the alternate possession. And for Cherry, are you still keeping tabs on?
I should have at least started a second half tally.
4:11 left, third quarter. 39-16. Fort Cherry the lead in the basketball as they beat the pressure. Bella Bianchini on the dribble all by herself, and she'll get it across half court as she works it up around another player, does it all herself, and now turns it over. Kind of a one-man show there as she tried to beat everything. Substitution here back in for California is the sophomore Haley Gibson. To the bench will be Addison Gregory, the senior. Toss in California. In their own backcourt, and they'll work it up on the dribble. Leia Hartley brings it near side. Olivia Gibson, and she'll dribble with it across half court. Now reverses, comes left hand this side, knocked out of bounds, and California will keep possession again. That good, strong defense, the junior Bella Bianchini.
Bianchini all over it.
Toss in, Olivia Gibson, and gets it nicely. Leia Hartley to the baseline, the shot up by Morton, and good. 39-18. Pass to the middle of the floor. Fought for. Kemp fights for it. We'll get a jump ball, and the possession arrow belongs to California.
Wasn't even time for that one to be tied up.
So Fort Cherry toss in, or excuse me, California the toss in from the baseline. Looking, Olivia Gibson. Goes way out front. And the drive by Morton to the hole. Takes the shot. Gets fouled. And she'll go to the line. This will be the third foul on Fort Cherry. Looks like they called it. So Martino picks up the foul. Jaslyn Martino, her third. At the line, Madison Morton. Second one, and they say she's over the line. We got a lane violation there on California. So the lane violation negates the free throw. It will be for Cherry basketball. Substitution in, back in, Addison Gregory to the bench, Madison Morton. Kemp will toss it in baseline as they try to beat that full court pressure. Bianchini did it all herself. This time she'll lead it ahead to Gianna, and she'll settle it down on the near side. Back out to Bella. She gets bumped. Defense that time by Hartley. Kemp on the dribble. Left side. Bella Bianchini. Into the corner. Gianna takes the three. Doesn't hesitate. High off the rim. Kemp gets the rebound offensively. Puts it back up. No good. Fought for. Goes out of bounds. And this will belong to Fort Cherry. Kemp, toss it in, gets it right back, Bianchini, she'll swing it right back out, top of the key to the left side, and Gianna goes underneath to Martino, and they turn it over, and the steal by Leia Hartley, and she goes the other way for California, 39-18, Fort Cherry the lead, 2:45 left, third quarter, on the blocks, the pass underneath, the tie up, and the possession arrow belongs to the Rangers. Kemp will toss it in.
This game hasn't been able to get in any type of flow.
I agree. Not at all. There's a lead pass as they go the other way. Fort Cherry on the drive. Try to kick it underneath that time to close and bounce off her hands and going the other way. California. And it's tapped away from behind and Fort Cherry will go the other way. Big bump at center court. And this foul, I believe, will be on Haley Gibson of California. And it is. Substitution for Cherry's Brooke Cornally is in as Gianna Biancini checks out. Team fouls even three apiece in this third quarter. 2:26 left. And on the dribble, working near side is Bella Biancini. She makes a little move. Now drives, kicks it back out to her teammate Brooke Cornally. Into the corner, they play catch. Cornally, top of the key. Underneath, on the blocks, the drive, the shot, and lay it up and in for Julie Close. She's been very good tonight.
Yeah, good drive to the basket again. Contested shot, had to get around the defender to make that one.
Again, the pressure out front, working with the basketball to the baseline. The jumper up, no good. That shot by Addison Gregory. Rebound fought for, and they pull it out of the pack and go the other way. Kemp. Kemp drives, lays it up, and counted. And again, the lead pass. Up ahead, now behind the defense, California. And the shot by Haley Gibson, no good, but the foul, and Gibson will go to the line to shoot two. On these free throws, we'll take a quick break here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
And missed the second free throw. Fort Cherry turns it around, goes the other way. And Martino with the layup for the Rangers. It's 45-19 with a minute 20 to play, third quarter. And the drive. Gibson banks it up and in. She's been very strong, very active here tonight for California. Kemp, the lead pass a little too far, and they can't chase it down, and Fort Cherry will turn it over. Again, the substitutions. Addison Gregory in as she replaces Lauren Hartley, the sophomore. Pressure continues, but they're just kind of matching up with California's Leia Hartley. So they beat it up the floor with it, and now they foul, and this will be on Haley Gibson of California. Fourth team foul here on California. So it's been a very foul-oriented third quarter, to say the least. And with that, that is the fourth foul on Haley Gibson. So the sophomore goes to the bench with just under a minute left in this third quarter. Machini dribbling near sideline in front of the California bench. Throws it away. So a nice defensive play there by California. Gets knocked out of bounds, and it'll belong to California. Substitution. Amara Martino checks in. 49 seconds left, and a steal on the inbound. Valanchini to the hole. Lays it up, and it won't drop. Fought for on the rebound. Martino couldn't get it, and California goes the other way. Lead pass. Kemp knocked it away and out of bounds, and California will keep possession with 36 seconds to play. Inbound, jumper, Morton, bank it up and in. 45-23. Bella Biancini. She's got a 3-on-1 here, right side. Pull up with it, now kick it back to Kemp, top of the key. She drives, now takes it down the lane, little stutter step, the shot, no good. 16 seconds left. California with the basketball, and they'll work it up the court. The far side and the drive. Kemp defensively on her. The shot up, no good. The rebound, the shot, no good, but we get the foul, and this will send California's Olivia Gibson, the freshman, to the line. We mentioned numerous freshmen in this game, and this will be the latest in Olivia Gibson. 4 seconds left in this third quarter. 45-24. Chance to make it to 20-point differential here. Missed it. Rebound, Kemp. She'll take it all the way. 2 seconds. Going to lay it up and count it at the buzzer. So, Amara Martino lays it in at the buzzer. We've played three. It's Fort Cherry, 47. California, 24. This is the WPIAL Playoffs on the WJPA Sports Network. Welcome back. We get set for this fourth quarter.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Fourth quarter underway, California basketball. Down 47-24, Fort Cherry with the lead. On the dribble out front, on Hartley. We'll get our first foul call of this fourth quarter. Plenty of fouls here tonight.
No doubt about that.
Bella Bianchini gets called for the foul. First team foul of this fourth quarter. On the dribble, bring it near side. Work it in, Gibson. Corner jumper, no good. And the follow-up is good. So again, Trojans just trying to hang around here. That third quarter saw 16-13, the point differential. Well, they played it much closer in the third. Martino going to take a tray. No good. Rebound pulled down by Gibson. And Haley Gibson's been strong on the boards for California tonight. Pass knocked away by Fort Cherry on the steal. They'll go the other way. Three on one. Left side, Kemp to the hole. Lay it up. No good, but we get the foul and she'll go to the line. Foul will be on California's Lauren Hartley. Kemp to shoot two. While she shoots these two shots, we'll take a break here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support the Fort Cherry basketball team in the playoffs. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation. With top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business, Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch School Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
Kemp hit the first shot, missed the second. California now with the possession. Into the near side corner. They'll pull up, take a long two. No good. That shot fired up by Olivia Gibson. And the rebound comes back the other way. Long lead pass stolen by California. Near side with it. Thought about a three. The drive, the shot, no good. But Olivia Gibson, the freshman, is headed back to the line. And we will do the same. We'll take a quick break as we watch the free throws here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Libby Gibson hits the second one. 48-27, Fort Cherry leading California. 6:18 rolling clock, fourth quarter. Rangers now Going to work it around the arc. On the dribble with it is Amara Martino. And she'll leave it. Bianchini. And she'll just cross it, go the other way to the left side. Into the corner, and they swing it around. So all of a sudden, now looks like Fort Cherry just wants to work the clock a little bit here. They're just going to work it around offensively. They start a five-second count, then they stop. Kemp now, left side with it. Bianchini, Kemp, far side corner with it. Looks underneath, tosses it in the paint, stolen away, and Haley Gibson goes the other way. And Haley Gibson's going to take it to the hole, lays it up, no good. Kemp, the strong rebound, and here comes Fort Cherry back. Kemp going to keep it herself, now dish it right side. Bianchini can't shoot, back to Kemp. Three-point land from the corner, and it's good.
In sports and in life, accidents happen.
51-27, Fort Cherry. 5:15 rolling clock, fourth quarter. The pass knocked away. Bianchini, and here comes Bella Bianchini to the hole. Goes up for the layup, lays it up and in. Bella Bianchini, 53-27. Knocked into the backcourt. Ooh, I thought that was knocked into the backcourt. And I think our center official is going to come over and clarify that. I mean, that ball was definitely tapped and knocked into the backcourt. There's no other way it goes back. There's a defender there. So they will correct that. Good job to come in and take control and get the call right there on the ball tapped into the backcourt. With it, Hartley on the dribble. When she'll leave it, Olivia Gibson drives. Her shot gets blocked. Rebound put back up. Count it. Addison Gregory for California. Bucket counts, and she'll shoot one. 4:50 to play here in the fourth quarter. This AA girls matchup. See more substitutions here for California. Jaden Russell checks in. Lauren Hartley. First time that we've seen Jaden Russell. 5'1 sophomore. First action of the night. Kemp will grab the rebound after the miss. And she'll lead Fort Cherry back the other way. Left side. Bianchini gets bumped in a blocking call. And they're going to say this is on the floor, I believe, so this should be a baseline inbound.
Yeah, but that's four fouls on Fort Cherry in this fourth quarter already. We're not even halfway through it.
I don't know if you're watching this or not, but unfortunately don't know our official here, but his lanyard broke. His whistle isn't on a string, and you're so used to when you blow the whistle, you spit it out, and your lanyard, and he keeps having his whistle. You're just out of habit doing that. Kemp underneath goes up. The shot no good, but gets fouled on the putback, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. So Kemp to the line. 53-29. And California scored the opening 2 points of this game. They had a 2-0 lead, but that was pretty much it. They trailed 16-8 after one, 31-11 at the half, and 47-24 going into this third quarter. It's now 54-29. Back in for Fort Cherry. We see Brooke Cornally. Kemp. Second one is up and good. 55-29. 4.5 to play. Left side with it, three-pointer, long-range three up, no good that time by Gibson, and the rebound by Fort Cherry, and they'll go the other way. Long lead pass, and they throw it away. Trying to get it to Martino, but just too tall for her. Martino's 5'6", just no chance to pull that pass down.
By the way, Bruce, I said 14 fouls. It's three. They fixed the board.
Okay. Well, they've certainly been busy here in the second half. There's no doubt about that. There's a pass to the near side. On the dribble with it out front. Lauren Hartley. Hartley looking for a pick. Gets it. Now hands it off, and we get a travel. Yeah.
Wanted to hand it off and just miscommunication there.
Two teammates holding the ball. Move your feet. It's an easy walking call, and they get the turnover with 4:05 left. And Cheney will dribble it up. And Bella leaves it left side. Kemp into the corner. Cornally. Back out, and now swing it around the arc. Martino from the corner. That three-pointer no good. Rebound going the other way. Leia Hartley. Hartley pulls up now, and she'll just set the half-court offense. Swing it right side. And right side with it, that's Olivia Gibson to Hartley. Gibson to the lane, goes up, knocked away. No whistle, up with the shot, no good. Rebound knocked away that time. Jaden Russell's shot got batted away. California with possession, trapped on the baseline now, fighting for it. Cornally comes out of there with the basketball. Has a teammate and gets called for the double dribble. Again, the good call there. She wanted to just get the pass off and just put that second hand on it, and they'll turn it over on the violation.
Well, she blocked two shots down there, forced the turnover, stole it away, drove up the floor. Just things got ahead of her.
55-29, Fort Cherry leading California. 3:13 left. Three-pointer, they say, was up and no good. Thought her foot was on the line there. Kemp gets the rebound. And Kemp now, lead pass up, Cornally. She plants her feet, takes the three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jaden Russell, and California then turns it right back. Kemp, and Kemp into the paint. Drive, lay it up, shot no good that time by Julie Close, and the follow-up is put back up and in. 2:40 left. 57-29, Fort Cherry. There's a drive. Shot gets blocked away. Good drive that time, Olivia Gibson. Better block defensively to knock it out of bounds. And Fort Cherry coming in. 18-3 overall. They're going to improve to 19-3. Shot off the drive, no good. And now, as they try to go the other way, stolen back by California. And a three-pointer up and no good by Gibson. Rebound Kemp. Long lead pass Martino to the hole. Lays it up, no good. Rebound and the follow-up put up and in by Brooke Cornally.
It's going to make it a mercy rule game with 2 minutes to play.
Yep, 2:05, 30 points, so the clock will run with the mercy rule now in effect.
It's been a hard night for California, Bruce. Just have not been able to get the basketball out of the backcourt half the time.
There's a tie-up, goes into the backcourt. California will pick it up, and with the basketball, Leah Hartley, and she gets fouled. That will be the fourth team foul on Fort Cherry. Well, you know, I think California, there were some questions about their ability to handle the press, and Fort Cherry wanted to see if they could, and that's been a theme since the opening tip-off. They just have not been able to. They've made some bad decisions with the basketball. I thought Fort Cherry came out a little shaky, but again, their aggressive play, I think, created some important turnovers and let them build that lead, and they've just sort of been coasting ever since then. Here's Kemp as she's apparently done for the night. Another strong game that time. Tonight, I should say, for Olivia Kemp, the senior. Under a minute to play here. Here's a drive. They'll kick it into the corner. And the shot taken. No good by Gregory. And back the other way. Cornally into the paint. Batted away defensively by Madison Morton. Clock continues to roll as we get the substitution. 40 seconds on the clock. Madison Gregory checks out. The shot up, no good. Fought for on the floor. Get a whistle and an alternating possession that belongs to Fort Cherry. Clock still rolling. 24 seconds and rolling. Going to get a substitution as well here for Fort Cherry. Olivia Frazier checks in. 13 seconds. They toss it in. Back out. Three-pointer up and no good that time by Olivia Frazier. 5 seconds left. California on the drive, pull up, take the jumper, and they're actually going to call that foul. Cornally's going to get it, and that will, well, again, a good clock operator doesn't let that happen there.
Mine went to zero, Bruce, I just want to say.
Well, you have a good clock operator. Surprised they made that call there. Again, there's certain situations. Is it a foul? Absolutely. In this situation, no one's going to complain.
All right.
Free throws up. Off the rim, no good. The rebound, they put it up. No good, and that will be it. Your final score here tonight. Fort Cherry, 59. California, 29. We'll come back with our post-game coverage here on the WJPA Sports Network right after this.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on advanced orthopedics and rehabilitation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Bruce Sokolic, Nick Rigotti back at Fort Cherry. Your final score in this girls' double-A first-round playoff matchup. Fort Cherry wins it over California 59-29. So Fort Cherry improves to 19-3. California an 11-8 record as they are eliminated from the playoffs. Our high school basketball playoff action being presented by the Observer Reporter. Well, we look at this game, Nate, and again, the pressure, we've talked about it since pretty much 30 seconds into the game. The full court pressure by Fort Cherry caused numerous problems, and California just couldn't handle it. And that really was the difference here. I think Fort Cherry just was able to control the basketball game throughout because of that.
Yeah, from the very start, you know, California got that steal, breakaway, went up 2-0, and then it was all Fort Cherry.
Right.
After that, the Rangers shot well in the first half from beyond the arc, and that full court press, we've talked about it all game, just absolutely stifled California. The Trojans could not get anything going offensively. Fort Cherry built that big lead in the first half and never looked back. To be honest, I thought the Rangers would look better in that second half, but already up, you know, big, they did not run away with it until the very end there. California kept battling. The Rangers have some stuff to clean up as they advance into the WPIL playoffs, but it was all Fort Cherry tonight.
It's interesting. That was going to be my next point was I really don't think Clarence Edwards is going to look at this game film and be happy.
Right.
I don't. Again, a mercy rule game at the end, a game that they pretty much controlled. But that being said, I don't think they played well. I think that they made an awful lot of mistakes. They turned the basketball over, didn't handle things well, and maybe even didn't handle some of the pressure that California presented to them. So a lot to work on, but I think every coach will take that. Hey, what coach would say, gee, I'm not happy with the fact we just won by 30, and I have something to get on my team about at practice tomorrow?
Yeah, and their next game is going to be Friday night against a team. Well, I don't have a final yet, but as long as Southside takes care of business against the Ellis School, you're going to have a section foe in your quarterfinal game. Again, that will be played on Friday night here at WJPA. We're going to go try to cover that game for you if we can figure things out. Going to have a couple of games. Chartiers Houston girls up big on Brentwood taking care of business there, so other games to cover, but hopefully we'll be covering Fort Cherry on Friday night.
Let's take a timeout. We still have our player of the game to get to, but let's take a timeout. Again, your final score, 59-29. And we'll have your player of the game after this break.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, it is time to present our player of the game brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, and our player of the game here tonight, Fort Cherry Rangers. We called her name quite a bit tonight. That's the senior, 5'8 senior, Olivia Kemp.
another strong game. Offensively, I thought she was very good defensively. I thought she did a little bit of everything. She played a physical game. Yeah, she picked up three fouls that kind of put her on the bench early on, but she was able to navigate through that and pretty much was a leader for Fort Cherry here tonight.
Yeah, quite honestly, I thought she was better defensively than she was offensively tonight. She struggled at times to find the rim, but her presence defensively helped Fort Cherry win this basketball game. So congratulations to our Washington County College Center player of the game, Olivia Kemp. But I thought Cornally played well tonight, especially defensively. You know, she was bodying up people. Fort Cherry's got a nice program here. Going to have a section foe coming up next in Southside. Beat them once, lost to them once. That loss was by a point. The win was by 5 points. So we could have a great game on Friday night between those two.
All right. Nate, always a pleasure, buddy.
Oh, I enjoy it all the time, my friend.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for all your help here tonight. And tonight's WPIAL playoff basketball action has been brought to you by the Observer Reporter. Local voices, your stories. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Monarch Student Transportation. Monarch is now hiring. Log on, monarchtrans.com for details. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, proud to support students and families throughout the area. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Well, another great job. Great crew here tonight. On-site producer Kyle Lamb on cameras, Cameron Pritz and Chris Fox. And, of course, back in our WJPA studios, our producer there. Not sure who it is.
Oh, it's Mark Edwards.
Oh, it is Mark Edwards.
And
okay.
And he's got Cheyenne training with him tonight, too.
Okay, so Cheyenne, thanks for your help. So want to acknowledge all of those back there. Your final score, once again, the Fort Cherry Rangers win it. They defeat California 59-29 in this AA Girls WPIAL playoff game. Thanks so much for listening. Keep it here for all your playoff coverage on the WJPA Sports Network.